And one of the things about Flex that's different from our standard network is that we would contract with the instructor or with the studio owner potentially for specific classes offered there. So rather than saying the studio's part of our network and people can come to anything you offer, we would say, studio owner, let's designate your class on Tuesdays and Thursdays as a Silver Sneakers Flex class. And that's the class that you'll get paid for our members to attend.
Hi, this is Amy, the Senior Group Fitness Instructor at the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. Are you looking for a spark of inspiration to bring to your next class? Find us at indoorcycleinstructor.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. This is episode 339, and I'm your host, John McGowan. You can reach me, as always, john@indoorcycleinstructor.com, and I'm always interested in what interests you. I got quite an education over the last year as far as senior fitness. My partner, Kathy Helmuth, and I developed a coaching program to train coaches to teach Parkinson's cycling classes. And it really opened my eyes to what is quite obvious becoming the largest demographic of potential members, customers, riders for your classes, and that is seniors. They're more active than ever, and there are a number of organizations that work directly with them in order to help facilitate their participation in fitness clubs. And as I'm saying this, you might be thinking Silver Sneakers, and you're exactly right. They have a very interesting program that would empower you as an instructor to actually go teach your own classes. Or if you have a studio, to be able to introduce some fitness-related classes directly targeted at seniors. So to learn all about Silver Sneakers and their Flex program, Stephanie Wong is joining me, and Stephanie is the Vice President of Field Operations with Silver Sneakers. Where am I reaching you, Stephanie?
Good morning, John. I'm in Portland, Oregon today.
Yes. Is it sunny there?
Not yet. In fact, it's raining, but we haven't seen a lot of rain this winter, so I'm actually glad to see some rain.
Well, awesome. And welcome to the program. Thank you, and thank you for the time.
Thank you.
We, speaking of my partner Kathy and I, were very excited to be accepted as a part of the Silver Sneakers Flex program, which will allow a studio that has had no prior involvement with Silver Sneakers to actually offer a program. And we're going to talk about that. But just to kind of get everybody up to speed, I'm going to guess if you're in the fitness industry, you've heard of Silver Sneakers. But how would you describe it to someone to help them really understand what it is you do and the people that you're helping?
Silver Sneakers has been around quite a while, nearly 20 years now. We're an industry-leading fitness program that's really exclusively designed for older adults. So we deliver the program through a nationwide network of fitness centers and wellness facilities. There are over 13,000 venues for people to access the program these days. So we're really blanketing the United States, offering the program through health plans. They actually bundle it as part of their products offered to older adults as one of their benefits that's covered through their health insurance.
Okay. So essentially what happens is that people who are in the Silver Sneakers program as a participant can go to Silver Sneakers authorized, is that the way to put it, facility. Mm-hmm. And that covers all their costs or part of their costs? How does that work?
It covers all their costs. So for a basic membership at any of these locations, for a typical fitness facility, members who are eligible for Silver Sneakers can walk in the door and show their information and access anything that the fitness facilities have to offer. It's a little bit different as we start getting into the specifics of the Flex program, but that's how it works for the regular full-on fitness centers with all the amenities.
Got it. So where does the money come from?
We're paid by the health plans that we contract with to make sure that their members have an opportunity to exercise regularly, have the social interaction that they often crave, and have these opportunities to improve their health and hopefully prevent some larger health issues if we can get them in there and get them engaged in regular activity.
Exactly. Because the people who are seniors now, they grew up in an era where fitness was not really emphasized. Does that sound right?
That's true. When we initially started the program, older adults did not go into fitness centers. So we really paved the way to introduce older adults to the fitness industry and help the fitness industry understand how to work with older adults. So we have some programming that we've developed, specific class formats to help introduce members to a fitness class who may not otherwise have been familiar with going to an exercise class.
Got it. Can you give me some examples of those type of classes?
We have five classes that we've developed that are currently on the market, with more coming all the time. But we have our classic class, and that's really focused on activities of daily living. There's a strength component to it, and some range of motion exercises. It's targeting a broad range of abilities. So our intention was to make that class an appropriate place for someone who hasn't exercised for a very long time, or maybe ever, but also someone who's relatively fit to be able to serve a broad range of needs. So we'll have people sitting in chairs in that class and do the entire class from a chair or even a wheelchair. And we also have people that are upright and using heavier weights in the class, or stronger resistance bands, and moving around quite a bit more.
It requires a different outlook as an instructor, I would think, to be able to actively engage and enjoy instructing that group, I would bet.
That's a very astute observation, because it's a different breed. They're not older adults typically aren't looking to get six pack abs or to run their next triathlon. Also, although some of our members do, but it really is, you're dealing with a wide variety of health concerns, just the entering a new phase of life and the emotional changes that happen. Instructors that work with us tend to be just extremely caring and passionate individuals. They gain a whole new family. Their class participants tend to think the world of their instructors and, take them under their wing and teach them what they've learned over their many years of life. And it's really a wonderful relationship that can happen in these groups.
And so much of it is the social part, isn't it?
It really is. Our tagline all along has been fitness, fun, and friends. And the fun and friends components are at least as important as the fitness, particularly with an aging population, where people can often become isolated, either because they lack transportation or they've lost friends and family. They live maybe removed from their family. This gives them a place to go to have that social interaction. We work with our locations and our instructors to keep the fun coming. So offering social activities, potlucks, organizing the group to go on an outing together. They often meet to have coffee at the together in the morning. So it really becomes a strong bond.
We talked about silver sneakers, but we've also mentioned the word flex. And I'm just going to let you kind of explain what it is, and then we'll talk about that a little more.
Think of silver sneakers as an umbrella. And under the umbrella, one of the support structures, if you will, is our Flex program, which is a relatively new aspect to silver sneakers. And what we've done is basically move outside of the gym. So we now, through Flex, contract directly with an instructor for a particular class that they offer. So it could be an indoor cycling class, a Parkinson's cycling class, Zumba. It could be Tai Chi or a walking group. So what the intention was to engage more people in the program that may not want to walk into a fitness center, or maybe they don't have one close to them. They may not feel comfortable going into a center. So working directly with instructors to offer a variety of classes under the Flex program gives members greater options. They have a wider variety from which to choose. They can go to all aspects of our program. So if there are multiple Flex classes in their area, they could attend all of those classes. They could go to the fitness centers in their area. They don't have to choose between one. But the great thing about Flex that I see is working directly with the instructors. So they an instructor can teach a class that they know and love. And we will provide marketing materials to those instructors to help promote their class. But we also promote those classes through our website, through various means, as we promote our program broadly to help point people to those classes.
So if I was a instructor, well, I am an instructor, but there's an assisted living down the street from me, I could go there as a Flex instructor and start a class there and be compensated through the Flex program. Is that correct?
Yes, and the only caveat is once we've reviewed your credentials and handled the necessary preliminary work to bring you on as a contracted instructor with us.
Correct. What are those requirements?
Well, we do look for your certification, and I'll say that varies depending on what it is you're asking to teach. So we're going to assess if you have the appropriate training to teach the classes you're asking to teach, so that we feel comfortable and safe sending members to those classes. Definitely require CPR. And then we do a background check. And the last piece of it is to carry liability insurance, so that we ask the instructors to carry liability insurance should anything happen in their class.
You know, when you're dealing with an aging population, there are concerns as far as their health and suitability for fitness. Mm-hmm. Do you help the instructors understand, as far as waivers and those type of things, to kind of make sure that they have doctor's approval before they do something?
We can talk with instructors about that, but we want to be sure that we're not giving legal advice per se.
Oh, got it. Okay. I didn't know if you had a pre-approved form that you use or something like that.
I'd rather instructors be overly cautious than assume that someone's readily able to take that class without checking with their doctor. I can't emphasize enough the safety factor. The health plans are paying us to take care of their members. So we want to be very attentive to that obligation and that responsibility. So,
got it. Okay. So then, so if I wanted to, again, to this assisted living, you know, I would go through your qualification process and then I become a flex instructor. Is that correct? For a certain modality?
Correct.
Okay. And then I can go out and market that to potential sites. So I could go to my local community and say, I want to start a, if I could, start a Tai Chi class at the park in the summer. And that's, that would be something that I could do as, you know, once I am a flex instructor.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We find that the, although we have some information about venues in certain areas, the instructors know their areas so much better than we might know, remotely. So, it really is valuable for the instructor to say, hey, you know, there's a community center down the street here, and I think that would be a great place. We look for places that people naturally gather. And the instructors typically will know those places in their communities.
You say you have 13,000 Silver Sneakers locations, which are YMCAs, community centers, health clubs. Are there still some out there, let's say community centers, that are not currently a Silver Sneakers facility?
Oh, yes. What we have in our network of what we call, you know, fitness centers are typically places that offer the equipment and classes. So it's more a full-fledged fitness center per se, typically in our network of facilities. But when we started the Flex program, you know, we recognize that there are other venues out there that are good places to hold classes that may not have these other amenities, fitness equipment and a yoga room or something, that, but a community center would be a perfectly appropriate place, or a senior living community may have a very nice space to lead a class.
Sure. Or a boutique studio of some sort.
Yes. Absolutely.
Which is really my whole interest in all this is to help all these, you know, fledgling indoor cycling studios be profitable.
And one of the things about Flex that's different from our standard network is that we would contract with the instructor or with the studio owner potentially for specific classes offered there. So rather than saying the studio's part of our network and people can come to anything you offer, we would say, studio owner, let's designate your class on Tuesdays and Thursdays as a Silver Sneakers Flex class. And that's the class that you'll get paid for our members to attend.
You know, it's interesting. There are, within indoor cycling, there are some pretty established time frames. You know, there's a 6 a.m. class, a 9:30 class, a noon, but then there's, but there isn't typically anything until after work, 5:30 or 6,
mm-hmm.
maybe even later. But with the senior population, I'm discovering is, for example, Parkinson's, people that suffer with Parkinson's, they have, you know, their golden hour is like 10 o'clock in the morning. And so that, Kathy has found, and others have found, that that's the perfect time for a Parkinson's cycling class, which doesn't conflict with any other times of the normal classes. Then in the late afternoon, I would think that you could create a class at, say, 4 o'clock for a senior cycling class, for example, that would not be conflicting. And yet now all of a sudden you've added two more classes 2-3 times a week, which could potentially, you know, help boost your revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's an opportunity to kind of fill that slow time with these classes that would bring in a different audience potentially.
Exactly. And it's a huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems so much in our society is driven, you know, focused on the young. But the reality is that this huge bubble of baby boomers, of which I'm happen to be one of, there are just a lot of us. And on the lower end, you know, and I have a distorted view. All my friends are from the club, so we're all fitness people. But the reality is that we're still a very small percentage of the whole. And so there's a lot of opportunity to offer, you know, classes that would be specifically geared toward that demographic. Wow.
And through Silver Sneakers, we have roughly 12 million people who are eligible.
I should have asked.
So that is a big audience.
People.
12 million people. So those are people that we communicate to on a regular basis because our job is to engage them in physical activity. So making sure they understand the opportunities available to them and pointing them to all their options is our job. And we take that very seriously. And, you know, I think I'm probably a little biased, but I think we do a very good job at that. So
awesome. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. So if I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, wow, I'd like to get involved either as a studio owner or as an instructor, in either sense, the flex, as we've decided, is going to be the better option because there are costs for a larger facility to bring Silver Sneakers on. Is that correct?
Yes.
But within flex, there are no costs to the instructor or the studio owner instructor in this instance.
Right. No, there's no cost.
Okay, perfect. All right. So how do they go about getting started?
Well, there's a couple of ways that are probably the simplest. So you can register on our instructor site, which is instructor.healthways.com.
Right. And I'll have links to all of this on my website.
Okay, good. So I don't have to enunciate and spell that out. And we also have an email box that we take questions from people, and I'll make sure you have that link as well. We've got a team, as you might imagine, that part of their job is to address questions and fill in the blanks. So people have a good understanding of what the Flex program is, what they need to do to get started. We also really work with instructors to do our best to set them up for success. So if we don't have a lot of eligible members in a particular area that an instructor might be interested in, we want to make sure they understand that. And also in the areas where there are, we can kind of help steer them to certain zip codes. Like we know we have a lot of eligible people in this particular zip code. If you're looking for a venue, you might want to look here, you know, in this general area. So we tried to do our best to help establish a strong class right out of the gate.
Yeah, this is really cool, and I certainly hope that we can, you know, motivate some instructors. There's a lot of entrepreneurial instructors out there. A lot of them want to start studios, but maybe just don't have the financial wherewithal. But at the same time, you know, the potential exists to become a Flex instructor, go to an existing studio in your neighborhood, and then kind of form a partnership where you could bring in some additional revenue and members to the studio. Awesome. All right. Well, Stephanie Wong, Silver Sneakers, I certainly appreciate your time and information. And if someone has a question directly for you, are you available? Can I give them your email address?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And it's Stephanie.Wong@healthways.com.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Stephanie, thank you. I appreciate this. And I'm just very excited to see what we can do with it in the future.
Well, I thank you for your time, John, and I really appreciate your interest in the program, and I welcome more indoor cycling instructors in our Flex network. You're underrepresented right now, so we'd welcome more indoor cycling classes for sure.
Awesome. Hey, are you going to be at IRSA?
Healthways Silver Sneakers will be at IRSA. I personally won't be there, but we will have a booth.
Okay. Mandy will probably be there, though.
I met her there. Not sure.
Okay.
Bruce, and some of the team that manages the network facilities will be there, and they're well informed on Flex. So if one of our Flex people isn't there specifically, they can still talk to you about Flex.
Awesome. All right. Well, Stephanie Wong, thank you.
Great. Thanks, John.